To discussing dreams again on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, I would say approximately 15 lines, a little bit less from the top. Me'orasa is the first word on the line, and we're going to start with Habal Achoso Bechalom. In the dream, he had a relationship with his own sister Yitzapa Luchachma. We always see the positive side in the dream. He should expect, anticipate Chachma. And we see clearly that the Pasuk means that a person should be ragil, he should be close to Chachma, just like he's ragil, he's used to his sister. If he has a relationship with a married woman in a dream, that is an assurance that he has a place in the world to come. And we could even go further than that. We could say he has not only a chelek, but he also inherits someone else's chelek, chelek chavero, because just like he took this woman who belongs to so-and-so, he'll take that so-and-so's chelek in Olam Haba. But Hani Mili, the discussion that we had about the chalom is only delo yadala, he doesn't know her, flo hirba, meurta, he didn't think about her during the day or at night, and he just had this pure dream. And if he had hirba about her, he was thinking about her during the day, that chalom is not a siman tov, because since he already sinned with the hirba by thinking about this married woman, he's not for sure not a ben olam haba. And not everybody agrees with that approach. If you take a look in Gilyoni Ashas, he has the following kash. He says, Loshana Gemara's mashma, that dafka shalo hirba mi urta, he didn't think about her right before right before going to sleep at night. Mi urta means at night. Aval, it's very possible that on other occasions he had a hirba. And that would mean that he's not a ben olam haba. So we're going to have to assume that he did tshuva on the hira that he had. And even if he had a hira bami urta, if he did tshuva, that chet is not going to be a barrier for him to be zocha to olam haba. But when it says him hira bami urta, this dream is not a sign that he's a ben olam haba, because it's very possible that the reason why he had this dream right now is because of the hirhur. And in such a case, we're not going to assume that just because he had this dream that he's a ben olam haba. I mean, we're not sure if he did tshuva or didn't do tshuva. Now, in the case of Baal Imo, Baal Achoso, we're talking about clearly a case where he had no hira, he wasn't thinking about them in that kind of way. A person doesn't have hira about his krovim, generally speaking. And that's why the Gemara didn't even feel compelled to make this qualification. But here we're saying that this only applies if lo hira bami urta, because if hira bari urta, then the assumption is we don't know if he did tshuva yet, if he had hirhurim earlier, then we can assume, hopefully, he did tshuva, and therefore this is a siman tov. Now we're going to talk about dreams about the seven species that indicate the shvach, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Ches, Ki Hashem Elokecha meviacha el Eretz Tova, Eretz Chito, Sarag, Vegefen, Uteinov, Rimon, Eretz Zeis, Shemen, Udvash. If he sees wheat in his dream, is ra'a shalom, he will see peace in the future. Shenemar, Shavchi Yerushalayim es Hashem hali al ha'ayach tzion, hasom gvulech shalom, chelev chitim yasbiech. And the pasuk means that the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Som Gvulech Shalom, is because Chelev Chitim Yasbiech. When there's be Sova, there'll be plenty in the world. peace in the world because of sova. Nobody's fighting with each other. There's no tsaras ayin. No one's jealous of what his friend has. There's plenty of good stuff to go around. And now chitin, which brings to sova, is what causes peace because people are not fighting with each other to take from each other, be jealous of each other. So therefore, when you see this chelev chita aspiech in the dream, that's a good siman for peace. Harasi orim b'chalom, if he sees barley in his dream, is then it's a siman saru avonosav, that his sins have been removed. Shenemar v'sar avonecha v'chatoscha techupar. And Yeshayahu Hanavi speaks about the fact that your sins will be wiped away, your iniquities will be atoned for. And if you look at the Rashi Tevis here of Sar Avonech, then you'll come up with the word Siora, right? Because you have the Samach, which is like a sin, and then you have the Ayin and the Vav, and you have the Nun. No, Siora doesn't need a Nun, sorry. You basically have all the letters except for the Hey at the end, which is fine, so it reads Sa'ar. And also the Sa'ar Avonecha sounds like Siora. So that similarity tells you that Avonosecha Vechatosecha Techupar. Omer Abzera Nolo Salki Mi Bovel Yeretz Yisrael. I didn't make Aliyah from Bovel to Yeretz Yisrael Ad Dechazai Siori Bechelm until I saw Bali in my dream. And that's based on this remez that it says Vesar Avonecha. Once it was Vesar Avonecha, then I knew it was time to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael without sins. And this is very indicative of the fact that Eretz Yisrael is a land that's holy. It's Hashem Einei Hashem Elkecha Bo Mireishis Hashana Achris Hashana. Therefore, a person should be clean. He should be pure when he settles in Eretz Yisrael, to bring only purity to Eretz Yisrael. And because of that great, intense Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the land doesn't tolerate sin, and therefore Rabbi Zeira, before he went to Eretz Yisrael, he made sure that he could sanctify himself and uplift himself to the point where Hashem would be mochel any of his avonos, and then he could go to Eretz Yisrael and Aliyah, Noki Michatoim. It sort of reminds me of when Edom come up to testify, the Rav HaMesader, or they themselves will tell themselves they have to be Mahar B'tshuva, because to give testimony you have to be a tzaddik. Here also, you're about to make Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, now's the time to be Mahar B'tshuva. Now, since it's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, why didn't Rabbi Zeira come before he saw this dream of Saru Avonosecha? And we could say that the Iker Mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply at the time of Golus. Because at the time of Golus, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Vayishalchem el Eretz Acheres, God sends you to the other land. So therefore at that point, Rabbi Zeira wasn't obligated to make Aliyah. There may have been other reasons why he wasn't obligated. And therefore he didn't come on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael until it was revealed to him, Shesaru Avonosov. Now, many Rishonim hold that the mitzvah of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael applies even Bizman Hazeh and even in our state of Golos, and that certainly is the Ramban Shita and many other Rishonim. According to them, it's difficult why Rabbi Zeira didn't come on Aliyah before he saw this dream. And there are discussions about this, and we could check them out. You can take a look, for example, in the Yalkut HaBiurim here in the back of the Sefer. Haroa Gefen Te'una, if he sees a cluster of grapes, a full cluster in his dream, that's a Simon Ein Ishto Mapelos Nefalim, that his wife will have full births, Baruch Hashem, healthy children, Shenemar Eshtecha, Kigefen Poria Biyakse Beisecha. This pasuk in Tillim indicates that a Yirei Hashem who goes in the path of Hashem will be zoch, amongst other things, that his wife will be like a gefen that grows its fruits, she'omedes b'yarkasei habayis, and what that means is that she stands at the, so to speak, the sides of the house, and she oversees the house, and she raises the children. Kedei she'nikal lashkiach lezavla, just like in the case of a gefen grows even close to the house in such a way that it's very easy to supervise it, make sure that it's well fertilized, and you could bring all the irrigation water whenever it's necessary, and as a result the fruits grow to be multiply and be very healthy, very good. So to a woman gives birth to children, merubim, tovim, many children and good children, and the woman is compared to the gefen, and the bonim are compared to the, not to the vine itself, but rather to the grapes on the vine. In any event, we see clearly that the gefen, when we see the gefen teuna, it's really full with its cluster of grapes. That's a remez that his wife will not, chas v'shalom, have any miscarriages. Let's just see if we can translate this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Your wife will be like a fruitful vine." Okay, then, and this image of a fruitful vine is associated with fertility. So reka is a branch of a vine. Is then, if you see that in your dream, yitzapel le Mashiach, he can really anticipate the coming of Mashiach. Shenemar, because it says at the end of Bereishis, when Yaakov bestows his brach on Yehuda, Osri lagefen iro, he will tie his donkey to the vine, vila soreka bini asono, and to the branch of the vine, his donkey's foal, F-O-A-L, which is the offspring of the donkey. And whenever you see a reference to a donkey, you can always assume that we're talking about Mashiach. And that means that when the vineyards of Yehuda will be lush, a farmer will tie his donkey to a single vine, for it will produce as many grapes as the donkey can carry. And this pasuk is associated with the vision of a donkey at the coming of Mashiach. Now, how do we know that this pasuk is talking about Melech HaMashiach? If you take a look in Targum Unkelus, on this pasuk in Mishlei, I'm sorry, this pasuk in Bereishis, I meant to say, then he says, Yischar Yisrael Lekriyasa Amma Yavnon Hechole, which in Hebrew translation is Yakif Yisrael Es Iro Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'amo Yivne Es Hecholo. And Rashi explains that the Gefen here is a symbolic reference to Yisrael, Iro, to Yerushalayim, and Sarka or Soreka is Yisrael. Bnei Asono is a remez that the people of Israel will build the Heichal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asono is Miloshan Ser Eson. And this pasuk can be interpreted that Yaakov Avinu had a prophetic nevuah that Eretz Yehuda would be Mosheches Yayin Kimayon. The grapes will be multiple like a spring that gives water. Yena yimaruba kolkach ad sheyayin yetzei migefen achas. The yayin itself will pour forth from the gefen. It's so full. It's so plentiful. And that's all an indication of Yemos HaMashiach. Haroa te'eno b'chalom, if he sees a fig in his dream, then that's a simon. He could be assured that Torahso mishtameres b'kirbo, that the Torah that he studies will be protected within him. In other words, he won't lose them, he won't forget them. And the Gemara later on is going to tell us that if he sees half pomegranates in his dream, if he's a Talmud Chacham, he should anticipate Torah. If he's an Amoritz, he should anticipate mitzvos. Here, what's going on is that in this dream, he has a remez that his Torah will be mishtameres bekirbo. Not to say that if he's not ma'aretz, then this is a remez to mitzvahs. So it's interesting that with regard to pomegranates, we differentiate between an amoritz and a chacham that had the dream of the pomegranates, etc. And if he's an amoritz, then the dream was foretelling that it'll be do mitzvahs here. There's no bifurcation, there's no two possibilities. It's all Torah, mishtameres olav. And in the Smichas Kedim, one of the commentaries, he says that the reason for this is that Kedusha and Bracha, sanctity and blessing, which is represented here by the Te'enim, Shenemar, as it says, Notzer Te'eni Yochal Piria, Notzer means a shomer, to safeguard, and the Te'ena, which needs safeguarding, is symbolic of the Torah, which needs safeguarding, because it's so easy to forget the Torah. And these Te'enim are remez l'Torah, therefore if he's not a Talmud Chacham, then the remez of the Te'ena has got to be that his children or his sons-in-law will be Balei Torah. So the Gemara therefore uses the terminology Torah Mishtameres. And we interpreted this to mean that he won't forget his Talmud. But it could be that it's more general, as far as Torah is concerned, that Torah will be protected in his house, be safeguarded in his house. And if he's the one who will be zocha to the Torah, then that's great. But if not, then it'll be safeguarded for his children and his sons-in-law. Haror rimonim b'chalon, if he sees pomegranates in his dreams, zutre, if he sees small pomegranates, that's a simon of pore iske kirimona, that all his asek will be plentiful and multiply like the fruits of the rain of the pomegranate, kirimon. And according to the way we interpret Rashi here, Rashi not here actually, Rashi in Chumash, that the word pru comes from Lashon pri, which means asu peros. So that's pru ravu, means make fruit. And therefore the rimonim, even though they're small, they're remiss to making fruit, small fruits. And actually, this doesn't depend on the rimon dafka, because all fruit trees produce fruit, but nevertheless, the rimon is full of many, many seeds, and each seed makes its own peri, and therefore the rimon was designated as the fruit that symbolizes, represents asias pri, the making of fruit, which could also mean the making of children. If he sees larger pomegranates, ravrave, that's a simon de rave iske kirimona, that his asek will increase and again produce fruits, but rabin, many, many fruits, like the rimon. That pru again means that a person will be molded one and not more, but ravu after pru means to be mosif, that he'll be molded harve. And rimonim or gedalim, gedolim, the large pomegranates indicate ribui. So it's not just pru, but it's also ravu, which means many, 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 many peros. Now in a second we'll see about half rimonim, but before we get to that, let's just take a look at this concept of rimonim, and we said the following. His business will increase like a pomegranate. The business will not only be successful as is, it will also expand and grow, because a pomegranate contains innumerable seeds, thus it denotes a fertility, a capacity to reproduce itself. So whereas we saw in figs the concept of protection, and therefore the fig is going to portend that one's knowledge be protected, the pomegranate portends success at business. But in Talmud Chacham, who if he sees half rimonim, and he's a Talmud Chacham, yitzapel l'Torah, Torah is always compared to a mashke the juice that's inside Rimonim, we'll call it pomegranate juice. Shenemar posuk in Shir Hashirim regarding Klal Yisrael and its relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is always projected in Shir Hashirim as a metaphor, as a woman who says to her beloved, Ashkecha, I will give you to drink Miyayin HaRekach, from spiced wine, Me'asis Rimoni, from the juice of my pomegranates, and Yayin HaRekach, which we said was spiced wine, is a yayin that has a mixture in it of various kinds of besamim, of spices. Ve'asis Rimoni is yayin, sweet wine that you can find, and you can even make them from pomegranate wine. And this is all a mashal for Torah. As the Medrash says, Eshkecha miyayin arekach elu mishnayos gidolos kemo mishnasol shel Rabbi Chiya Rabba u'mishnasol shel Rabbi Oshia v'shel Bar Kapora u'mishnas Akiva. And me'asis rimoni or the hagodos shetamon kerimon Eshkecha miyayin arekach. This is the Talmud, and it's mefutam b'mishnayis. It's sort of like flavored with mishnayis, like a rekach. And me'asis rimoni is big day kahuna gedola, pamon zahav rimon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have nachas from your study of Torah and the study of Torah of Am Yisrael. The Imam Aretzu, if on the other hand the one who dreams of half pomegranates is an ignorant person, he doesn't know Torah, is Yitzape Le Mitzvos. He should anticipate the opportunity to fulfill many mitzvos. As it says, with regard to Klal Yisrael in Shir Hashirim, it says, Kefelach harimon rakosech, and my rakosech afilu rekonim shebach moleim mitzvos kerimon. Even those who are empty of Torah, but nevertheless the full of mitzvos, just like the rimon is full of so many seeds. Now, it's very interesting. Why do you call them rekonim if they're full of mitzvos? But the answer is that if they do tshuva for their avonos, then if it's tshuva mi'ava, then avonos nasim kizochios, as the pasuk in Yeshaya says, ki nirtza avono. So therefore, these mice avonos, which before tshuva were rekim, or maisim rekim, but now after tshuva they become maleim, because they're converted, transformed into mitzvos. Rekonim are not poshim and moradim, but means rekim mitorah, but nevertheless the maleim b'mitzvos and derech eretz. Haroa zeisim b'chalom, he sees olives in his dream, zutri, if they're small olives, that's a simon de porei v'rove v'koi iske, that he will multiply and his business will flourish, kizesim, like olives. Now, the lashon of zutre pori v'ravi indicates that afterwards we want to interpret a chalom if he sees larger olives, just like the Gemara had before with regard to Rimonim, but here in our Gemara there's no mention of zeisi ravere, of the larger olives. And some want to say that the girsa here of zutri should be removed. Maybe we shouldn't have the word zutri here. And ravarve might be another girsa that should say ravarve koi iske kizesim. Maybe we should add ravarve. Anyway, there's something missing here in the text. Vahani mili, and this interpretation of the dream only applies if he saw peri. He saw the olives growing on the olive tree. If on the other hand he saw ilon, he only saw the tree itself without the olives, then it's a simon that havile bonim erubim, he'll have many, many children. Shenemar bonecha kishasile zeisim saviv l'shulchanecha. And this pasuk is a reference to Yirei Hashem, those who fear God, who follow in the path of the Almighty. And one of the things that you'll be zochet to is Bonecha Kishsile Zesim, that your children will be like the olive shoots. And this is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, and the pasuk is associating olive shoots with fertility. Thus, if a person sees olive branches, which is the subject of this pasuk, his dream is going to indicate some sort of a prophecy about fertility. He'll have many children. If the dream focuses, however, on the actual olives, then the blessing of fertility is actually construed as the realm of economics. His business will be fruitful and it will increase. But in any event, bonim are nimshul l'shsile zesim, to olive shoots, and therefore the tree itself is a simon for bonim merubim, for many children. Ika diamri, another version has it that a roa zayis b'chalom, if he sees of an olive tree in his dream, then Shem Tov Yotzilo. The sign here is that he will have a good reputation that will emerge for him. Shenemar, as it says in Yirmiyahu Anovi, Zayis Ranon, Yifei Fri Toar Kara Hashem Shemecha. God has called your name a leafy olive tree, beautiful with shapely fruit. And the pasuk means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a kind of a kinui, an acronym for the Beis HaMikdash, and he calls it Zayis Ranon, which means it's wet, it's moist, and that's a beautiful tree, and its fruits are wonderful, are muhudarim, really beautiful. And this is a shevach that if he hears the name Zayis, then the Zayis that he sees in his chalom is a simon for a Shem Tov, a good name. Haro Hashem in Zayis bechalom. But if he sees olive oil in his dream, then Yitzapa Lima'or Torah. He should anticipate the light of the Torah, seeing the light of the Torah. Shenemar, with regard to the command to take Shemen Lemenorah, in the Mishkan it says, V'yikhuei lecha shemen zayis zoch kosis lama'or. And this is all a symbol of the light of Torah. And the ma'or ha-Torah is indicative of a strong, powerful memory, that he won't forget his Talmud, what he learned. And the reason why shemen zayis is the symbol that represents this concept of ma'or ha-Torah is going to be clarified in a Gemara later on in Horios, that a person who is very careful about Shemen Zayis and he wants to use it for the mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner, that's one of the things that will Mashivin es Halim, allow him to remember that which he had learned and forgotten. And the Gemara in Horios says that just like the Zayis Mishakeach Limud, if you drink Shemen Zayis, it could cause you to forget the limit of your last 70 years. But on the other hand, if the Shemen Zayis will be meaningful for and helpful for his memory, therefore when he sees the Shemen Zayis in a chalom, he can assume that's a simon that he will remember his Talmud and he will see the light of Torah Yoyir b'ma'or Torah. So that when the Gemara says a rogel b'shemen zayis, it's one of the things that's meshivim es ha-limud. It means that shemen zayis has the school of power to remind you of that which you've forgotten. And when it says that zayis, the olives, could cause you to forget your learning, but shemen zayis, the oil of the olives, can facilitate remembering that which you forgot. Now this pasuk of Yikhuei Lecha Shemen Zayis Zoch only applies to the menorah, that in the menorah they used Shemen Zayis. But nevertheless, it is a remez that a person, if he saw in a dream, should anticipate Torah, because the menorah in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was a remez for Torah. And this is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. V'simanoch menorah badorom, and arotza shiachtim yadrim. So Shemen Zayis, which we use to light up the menorah, is a remez for Torah. Haroat Marim Bechalom, if he sees dates in his dream, that's a siman of Tamu Avonosov, the cessation of his sins, Shenemar Tam Avonech Bas Tzion. Now the letters of Tmarim is a notrikon for the word Tamu Morim. Morim means Lashem Meri, the rebellious. So it's the end of rebellion. In other words, if they were Himri Bavanosov S.P. Hashem, then the end of that is going to be Tamu Morim. That's going to be Tmarim. Tmarim is the end of Hemru, or the determination of any rebellion against God. Now the Pasuk itself of Tam Avonech Bas Tzion ends with V'lo Yosef Lihigoloscha. In other words, you've already been punished for your sins, Tam Avonech, God will not add any more Golos. And this is something that is after Golos Edom. However, this Pasuk doesn't mention anything about dates, so why was the Gemara excited about quoting this Pasuk? And it must be that since it says the word Tam, and Tam sounds a little bit like Tmarim or Tamar, and it's in relationship to Avonos, then we're going to assume that the word Tam means the end of your Avonos, and when you see a Tamar, that's a remez to Yitamu Avonosecha. Om Rav Yosef, Haroa Eiz Bechalom, if he sees a goat in his dream, that's a sign that Shana Misparech Eslo, that he's going to have a very blessed year. And if he sees not just one goat, but many goats, and then it's a siman that Shana Misparech Eslo, that the years ahead will be blessed. Now, where do we see a connection between goats and blessedness? Shenemar Posgim Mishle, Videi Chalav Izim Lilachmecha. Let's see if we can try to understand what the Gemara wants to derive from this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, and let the milk of goats be sufficient for your food. A very strong emphasis here on the milk that comes from goats. And if he sees goats in his dream, then it means he's got a source for much of this milk. And this will be enough to satiate him, as the Pasuk indicates. So that if the milk of goats fills you up, then it's a proof that the aes that he saw, the goat that he saw in his dream, is a remez that his year will be blessed. He'll have much and plenty of food and sustenance. So that's as far as goats are concerned. Now let's just mention here the Pasuk in Vayikrach of Gimel in Emor says, V'lakachtem lochem v'yomer rishon pri eitz hador kapos tmarim v'yanaf eitz avos v'arvid nochal usmachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kech v'shivas yomim. Pri eitz hador is the esro, kapos tmarim is the lulav, anaf eitz avos is the hadasim, arvid nochal or the aravos. And I say this as an introduction to the next Gemara about the four minim that we take on Sukkis. Haroah hadas bechalom, if he sees the myrtle in his dream, that's a siman shenechasu matzlichim lo, that the hadas, which is olav mishuloshim, out of every point in the hadas going up and down the branch, you will see three leaves coming out. And they sort of rest one on top of the other, and they sort of like form a braid. So Mishuloshim means that you have three leaves that come out one next to the other. If you draw a circle around the stem itself, you would see that that's where these three leaves come from. One is not really lower than the other one. They're all on the same level. And the Gemara darshins the pasuk in Dvarim Baruch Atah B'Sadeh Sheyu Nechasecha Mishuloshim. What does that mean? That your possessions will be threefold: shlish, one third b'tfua, shlish b'zesim, u'shlish b'gefanim. So this hadas, which has olim mishuloshim, is a remez that his nechasim will be blessed. They will be mishuloshim, tvua, zesim, and gefanim. And this is all based on an insight of the Vilna Gaon, part of which we shared with you today. Now we go on, and Omar Ula. I'm sorry, Vim Elo Nechasim. Now we said that this Hadas in his dream is indicative of the fact that he'll be Matzliach with his Nechasim, but if he doesn't have any Nechasim, then it's a sign that Yerusha Nofel Slo Mimakom Acher, he will inherit possessions. And the Gemara adds, Omar Ula, Amile Masnisen, Tanah to say it was in a Braisa, Vehu Techaza Bechanaihu. That this interpretation of his dream only applies if he sees the Hadasim in their place, meaning while they're growing in the karka. Haroa Esrog B'chalom, if he sees the Esrog, that's a simon that Hadurhu Lifnei Kono, he's very significant in the eyes of his Maker of God. Shenemar, it says in Emor, regarding the Esrog, which was used on Chagasukas Pri Eitz Hadar. And then it says Kapos Tmarim, but the Esrog itself is Pri Eitz Hadar. It's considered Hadar, it's beautiful, and therefore this is a siman in his dream that he will be beautiful in front of his Maker. Haro Lulav Bechalom, if he sees the Lulav, is that's a siman she'ein lo ela lev echad lasos ritzon of him. He's totally, singularly dedicated to fulfill the will of his Father in heaven. Now, if you take the letters of the word lulav, then they form the two words lo lev. And therefore the lulav is a remez that he only has lo lev, one single heart that's totally dedicated to his Father in heaven. The lev echad liovshev shemayim can be understood in the light of the Medrash on the Pasuk in Bereishis Yudches v'sadu libchem, v'sadu levavchem enksiv, ela v'sadu libchem. Magid says the Medrash is coming to teach us she'ein yetzara sholeit b'malochim. The Yetzer Hara does not control the angels. The Af Adam Zeh Sharam Zulo Shahu Kilulav means he only has one lave. He's similar to the Malachim, that the Yetzer Hara doesn't control them. And the Maratz Chayo says that the words Kapos Tmorim, which are quoted here in the Gemara a little bit earlier with regard to someone who sees the Esrog, they don't belong really to this Gemara, because this Gemara is talking about seeing a lulav. But rather, the Gemara's intention is that the lulav is the kapos tamarim, about which the Gemara says in Sukkah, Ma tamar ze ein lo el lev echad, af Yisrael ein lem el lev echad li aviyam shabashamayim. So when he sees the lulav in his dream, it's a simon for just that, that ein lo el lev echad li aviv shabashamayim. Haroa avaz bechalom, if he sees a duck in his dream, so we're going through various animals, then actually I'm not sure if Avaz is a duck or a goose, but Yitzhapel L'chokhbe can anticipate that he will attain wisdom, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Chokhmos Bachutz Torona, wisdom cries out in the street. Chachmos, it means that wisdom is sort of accessible, I guess you'd say. Perhaps the the honking cry of the goose amongst the loudest of any bird is associated with the cry of wisdom that blares through the streets. So there's a sound of wisdom blaring through the streets. Torona is achroza v'ashmas kol. As we said before, it blares through the street, blasts through the street. Chachma announces with a kol, and the avos also, as we said before, is the loudest of birds. Hakolani sheba ofos hatorim, amongst the kosher birds. And therefore, when he sees in his dream a goose, that's a remez, that's an indication that he'll be zocha to chachma, which also has a loud kind of sounding voice. It's a wisdom that blares through the streets. V'abaleha, if he has some sort of a relationship or cohabitates with this geese, then heavy Rosh Hashiva, we know he's going to be a Rosh Hashiva, he's going to be Machris, he's going to teach Torah in public and spread the word of Torah. And he will be Mashmiya Kolo L'Rabim Ka'avaz. Just like the Avaz, as we said, has this loud, blaring voice, so too he will blast out his Torah to everyone. Omer Avashi Aniri Siha, I saw this goose in my dream, Ubasi Aleha, and I have the relationship with the goose. And at the end, Salkis Ligdula, Olisi Ligdula, I became a Rosh Hashiva. So that's his testimony that this is certainly the interpretation, the correct interpretation of the dream. Now again, we have to mention that cohabitation with a certain partner is conveying a sense of union with a certain attribute associated with that partner. So if the goose, which connotes this public spreading of Torah, of wisdom, then if you have cohabitation with a goose, that means a kind of a union or an attainment of the attribute of wisdom. And this means that if you attain that great level of wisdom, you will eventually be the head of an academy, as Rav Ashi testifies. Now, the Avaz itself, this goose is a sign that he'll be a Rosh Hashiva. So why is it dafka that you need Baal Leha? And the answer is that if Rav Shabal Leha, if he sees that he had cohabits with the goose, then that's a simon that he'll be a gadol u'moshel b'chochma, he'll have a special relationship to chochma. And the Gemara says, a roa tarnagol b'chalom, he sees a chicken in his dream, is tluya b'kosha. So that means whatever petition he put forward to God is tluya. Tluya means it is in limbo. Now, what does that mean? Tluya bakashaso. Wait a second. Tluya bakashaso, we're anticipating what's coming around the bend with regard to eggs. Now we're talking about the hen itself, not the eggs of the hen. Is Yitzapel ben Zohar? He can anticipate that he will have a male child. Tarnagol, if he sees more than one chicken, then Yitzapel bonim Zohorim, he could have many sons, male sons. But if he sees a tarnagolus, a hen, in his dream, Yitzapa litarbitza nur. Tarbitza means a gina, some sort of beautiful garden. And Yitzapa legila, he can also anticipate joy and rejoicing, a beautiful garden and a cause for joy and rejoicing. So it's a very good simon. And the reason why we see a relationship between Tarnagoles and this Tarbitza Noah is because the word Tarnagoles is an Otrikan for Tarbitza Noah Vigila. Tarbitza Noah Vigila. And this is the insight of the Birkas Avram, that the word Tarnagoles is Rashi Tevis of these words, Tarbitza Gna Vigila. And why is it that the Tarnagoles is a remez for these these highlights of beautiful gardens and many children and simcha. He says, because tarbitza and gila are both in the feminine grammatical form, and therefore dafka a tarnagoles is a remez for this thing. Haroa beitzim b'chalom, he sees eggs in his dream, tluya. So we were trying to figure out what tluya means with regard to his bakasha. And the translation of tluya is safek im tiskabel bakashoso me'akadosh baruch, because when a person eats eggs that are covered over by the shell, and you don't know really what's under the shell, so too, if you see the eggs in your dream, it's a suffix as to whether or not your request, your supplication to God will be accepted. It's mechusa v'sasun. If, on the other hand, he sees in his dream eggs that were nishtabru, so that means when they're cracked open, you can see what's inside of them, then that's a siman shenaseis bakashoso, that his wish will be fulfilled, that God has accepted his supplication on high. The edible contents inside the egg are revealed, and the dream now symbolizes that his wish will be fulfilled. Now the Gemara adds another comment here, v'chein egozim v'chein kishuim, the same logic will apply to walnuts that break, or cucumbers, or kishuim sometimes and kol kli schuchis, and also glass containers or receptacles, v'chein kol anishbar, anything that can be broken, it has a certain covering or it's fragile, is ka'el, it's the same as what he saw before in the case of eggs, and it means that his request is now pending. It's in suspension. Now, l'chayra, what we would say here is that the reason why seeing eggs is a siman that everything is kind of in suspension is because the egg, as we said before, is covered. Sasum mechusa, Rashi says, is divra maskil tluya. Now, this does not seem to apply to the case of gold receptacles, because gold is transparent, so the person can certainly see what's inside. But maybe what's going on is that since these are so fragile, these gold glass containers, that they're always in a suffix, they're always suspended as to whether they will last long or they will break. They're so breakable. So when he sees that in his chalom, he understands that his bakasha is breakable, so to speak. It might be accepted, might not. It's in suspension. The Marsha seems to have a different approach to this Gemara, and we'll see if we can simplify it. He says that the Gemara doesn't mean that since he sees all these, his bakasha is tluya, just like in the case of the egg. But rather, the Gemara is saying is that if he sees these that broke, that's a simon shenizbatla hora sachalom. That means that the message of the dream is completely null and void. Just like in the case where he saw cracked eggs, that was also a sign shenizbatla hora sachalom. So that if the full egg, when it's not broken, is conveying that tluya bakoshos is bakoshos up in the air, then if he sees them after they're broken, and that's a simon that his bakosha was accepted, nispat lo horos achlom shel reiyas habeitzim, that the message of the chalom of seeing the eggs with their klipos is gone, because now we can say clearly that nases bakashoso. Hanichnas lekrach. We're talking about someone who enters into a large city, an urban center. That's a siman shenasilo chafotzov, that all his desires will be fulfilled. Shenemar, it says with regard to the Yordei Hayam, those who go down to the water, the sea, Vayinchem El Mechoz Cheftzam, which means that he guided them to the desired harbor. And this is the famous chapter of 107 that goes through all the situations of danger, and that God is coming to the aid of the sailors. He rescues them from the storm. He guides them safely to their destination. And the word machoz, which is harbor, is juxtaposed with the theme of cheftzam, of one's desires. The dream is a vision of entering a town and fulfilling his desires, which was called cheftzam in the pasuk. Hamgaleach rosho bechalom, if he cuts off the hair, his hair in his dream, siman yofel, that's a good sign, because shaving one's head is a siman of gedula and tiferes, of greatness, as we find by Yosef, that before they took him in front of Paro, they shaved his hair. And if he sees that Rosho Uzkano, that not only was the hair on his head cut off, but also the beard was shaven, that's also a siman yofalo, but also the afla mishpachto, and also for his family, the extra zakon is for his family. Hayoshev be'areva ketana, he's sitting in a raft, a small boat, that's a siman that'll have a shem tov yotzilo, his reputation will go before him. The boat is a symbolic representation of something that goes to a far distance, and so to a shem tov, a good reputation goes out to a far distance. And this is indicative of a pasuk in Mishlei, which we're familiar with for the Friday night davening in Perek Lamed Aleph. In Mishlei, Oisak Haniel Socha Mimerchak Tovi Lachma, the ship always represents something that goes far, far away, like the reputation that spreads. If he sees Ba'areva Gedola in a very large boat in his dream, that's a Siman Yofa, that means Lo Ulechol Mishpachto. So it wasn't just a small boat, it was a large boat, that his family will have a very good reputation. Mahani Mili, this only applies if he's sitting on the boat to Midle Dluye. The boat is on the way. Midle Dluye means the boat is riding on the high waves. Vigova Galiayom. Veneris Lamerchok, you can see it from a distance. And that's what a Shem Tov is all about. It rides high. Hanifne v'chalom, if he relieves himself during the dream, Siman Yofel, that's a good sign. Why? That's a remez that all is sirachon, anything that he smells badly, and anything that's a gnus, and people want to move away from him, all that has been eliminated. Shenemar mi'er tso'el hi poseach v'lo yomus l'shachas. One who must void hastened to be opened. And this is a very complicated pasuk, but it means that this is a pasuk of Yeshayahu and Navi, is it not? Yeah, Yeshayahu. And the Navi is describing the enemies of the Jewish people, and it's telling us that the enemies are going to be weak, they'll be plagued, as it were, by diarrhea. And the verse proceeds to state that, and he will not die in the pit, which means if he defecates regularly, the enemy saves himself from death, a fate that otherwise might await him should he fail to fulfill his bodily needs. So the verse basically indicates the vision of defecating in an auspicious omen. It portrays this act as one who saves a person from death. But this only applies if he did not wipe himself, his hands remain clean. If he wiped himself, they might become soiled and nimasu, and they become disgusting, and that would have a different meaning. But and then ein hachalom hazeh siman yofel would not be auspicious. Now, if in his dream he climbs up to the roof, then Olah L'Gedulah, it's a siman that he will rise and ascend to a position of prominence. Yored, if he comes down, however, from the roof, then Yored M'Gedulah, so he will descend from his position. Abai Varov Diamin Shavai, they agree, Kevan Sha'ola Ola, once he climbs up to the roof, then he remains in that position, in a lofty, high position, even though he saw himself going down from the roof. That's not a siman that he loses or will lose his status. HaKorei B'Gode B'Chalom, if he renders his garments during a dream, is Korin Lo Gzardino, that's a symbolic message that he will, that God will tear up his bad decree, a judgment against him, and he'll have fortune because the bad decree was nullified. Ha'omed Orim B'Chalom, if he's naked in his dream, B'Bavel, which means that he's standing naked in the dream, in Bavel, that means that Omed below Chet, he's standing without sin. However, B'Eretz Yisrael, Orim below Mitzvos, it's just the opposite. He's naked without the benefit of performing mitzvos. Now, in order to explain this, we'll read the note here in the Masifti. It says, Lefisha ein mitzvos shetlios b'yeshiva b'chutz laretz. Right, there are no mitzvos that depend upon chutz laretz. Hayoshiv ba eino mekayim mitzvos miyuchados. There are no special mitzvos in chutz laretz. On the contrary, he misses opportunities to fulfill the mitzvahs if he doesn't come to Eretz Yisrael. Because those mitzvahs, the additional ones, are tluyos be'Eretz Yisrael. So this person sees himself naked in Bavel, and that's a remez that he's orum mi'osim chatoim. In other words, he's not going to be punished for staying in chutz laretz, because, as we said before, yeshiva v'chutz laretz could be considered a sin. But if he sees himself naked in Eretz Yisrael, it's a siman that he's arm below mitzvahs. Why? Because there are many mitzvahs that are tluyos be'Eretz Yisrael. And if he sees himself standing in Eretz Yisrael naked, then that's a remez that he's naked from those mitzvahs. He's bare, he's empty of those mitzvahs that are miyuchados to Eretz Yisrael. And he only has, in that case, the mitzvahs that apply even in chutzos, but not the special mitzvahs that apply to Eretz Yisrael. So again, just to summarize, if he finds himself naked in the land, that symbolizes that he has failed to clothe himself with those mitzvahs of the land, the special mitzvahs of the land of Eretz Yisrael that are available to him. However, outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's no special mitzvah or merit that's attached to it, to chutzos. On the contrary, many of its inhabitants commit sins. Standing naked in a place outside the land of Israel indicates the person is free of those sins that are associated with chutz laretz, with people in chutz laretz. Now, if he sees haro nitfas lisratiot, sratiot is an officer, usually a Roman officer, who is in charge of judging sinners, criminals, and what's happening is he's nitfas, meaning he's being watched over or guarded, seized, that he shouldn't run away, but rather he should be punished. So that's a sign that shmira nase slo, that this sratyot is actually protecting him. That's paradoxical, but just like he saw the sratyot is protecting him, so too he'll be protected from his adversaries. Again, it just says that protection has been established for him. It doesn't indicate what kind of protection. Is it protection against judgment, harsh judgment? If he sees in his dream Nisanu Bekolar, which means they placed him in chains, shalshalat shel barzel, iron chains, and sometimes they tied around your neck when it was a psak din fariga. Is that a siman that hosifalo shmira al shmiraso? No, it's just like if he saw in his dream the Sradyot who is watching over him. Now with the Kolar, there's an extra Shmir on him. So that's even better news. But Hani Mili, this only applies be Kolar. Aval bechavla be Alma lo. So if he sees these chains in his dream and around his neck, that's a great simon. But if he sees just the rope, then that's not included in this simon tov, because the rope doesn't indicate any special shmir, any special protection. Hanichnas la'agam b'chalom, if he goes into a marsh, Nasa Rosh Yeshiva, that's a sign that he'll be the head of the yeshiva. And why is that so? Because the agam is gdelim, kanim, gdolim, ktanim. There are reeds that grow in this marshland and they're very close to each other. So when he sees in his dream that he entered into this marshland, that's a siman that'll be Rosh Yeshiva, where gdolim, ktanim, older people, younger people, more advanced in learning, less advanced in their learning, gather together in the yeshiva. They come to hear the drasha, and they'll come to hear his drasha. I mean, the dreamer. And these talmidim are symbolized or represented by these kanim, these larger, tall reeds. They're the talmidei chachamim. The amiorets and the ketanim are represented by the lower, smaller reeds. And Yar, if he sees in his dream that he enters into a forest, then once again, it's a siman of Nasa Rosh Livnei Kala, which means he's the head of the Kala. Now, what is the Kala? Now, he says here that the Kala is Rosh L'Talmidei HaRav. Ki min hagam ha'yishaliachar siyum shi'ura shalrav ha'yu ha'talmidim nikram b'nei Kala chozrim al dvarav. So after the lecture of the Rebbe was complete, then the Talmidim, who are called b'nei Kala, they would get together to review the Rosh Yeshiva's shir. And the Gadol b'shebahem is called the Rosh B'nei Kala. He would clarify the words of the Rebbe to the Talmidim because they never understood them completely and totally. And therefore the Yar, in the forest, you have Ilonos Gedolim, the very tall trees, they're not close one to the other. So if a person sees himself in a dream entering into a forest, it's a siman that he's going to be a rush for the B'nei Kala, but only for the B'nei Kala. Because the B'nei Kala are the Talmidim who are like the Ilonos Gedolim. As far as the Ketanim and Amiorets is concerned, even though they come to hear the Drasha, but they are not symbolized by Ilonos Gedolim, which are presented to the dreamer in a vision of the forest. So he'll be the Rosh L'B'nei Kala, sort of like the head of the elitist group, the outstanding students that are Arangatan, that are very involved in learning and in trying to understand the Rebbe's drasha. Now the Gemara brings a story about Amoraim that saw in their dreams entering into a marshland or a forest. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Chazu, Chalma, they saw a dream. Rav Papa saw in his dream the Ayla Agma that he went into a marshland and he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua saw in his dream the Ayla Liyar, he entered into a forest. Benasa Rosh Livrei Kala, he became the head of the advanced group of Talmidim. Ika Diamri, there's another version of the same story. Travaili Agmail, both saw in their dream, Rav Papa and Rav Huna, that they entered into a marshland. So what was the difference between the two? Ella, the difference was Rav Papa, he saw in his dream the Toli Tavla, whereas Rav Huna saw the Lo Toi Tavla. Toi Tavla means that around his neck was tied a bell that would ring, would sort of clang and would be mashmiya kol, people would hear it. And this is a siman of Rosh Yeshiva, as we discussed earlier, he's mashmiya kolo l'rabim. You know, his voice projects to the manifold. And he will be a Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Huna, he saw in his dream a entering into the Agam, but he didn't see Toli Tavla. He didn't see this bell that was tied around his neck. So he'll be a Rosh L'Bnei Kalav, and only for the Bnei Kalav. The Gemara brings another story. Omar of Ashi, Ano Ailes Liagma, went into a marshland, Utoli Tavla, and I put a bell around my neck. V'Novchi Ba Nevuche, and I made this loud noise with the bell. And as a result, Alisi Ligdula. Now, it's not clear when he says, Ano Ailis Liagma, is he referring to a dream? But the fact that Gemara brings it here in this context would seem to indicate that he went into the Agam in his dream, into the marshland, and he had this bell around his neck. And that's going to be the symbol of the future, that he will be Ola Ligdula. And Toni Tana Kame, we had a brisa or one of the Chachamim taught in front of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, can make his dam b'chalom if he bloodlets in his dream. Avonosav mechulim lo, you know, it's the dam, the blood is a remnant to his sins, which are always called adumim. And that's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Anofi imyu chatoim yadimu ketolea. So the color red is indicative of the sins of a person. And in this dream, where he sees bloodletting, so the blood is going out, that's a siman that his avonos are parshavim, and they're leaving him, meaning they have been forgiven. The Gemara finds this difficult. For Tanya, we have a brisa that Amekiz Dam Bechalom is Avonos of Sturin Lo. Sturin Sin means to be that they stand up against him and he'll be punished for the sins. Gemara answers, my Sturin, let's reinterpret the word Sturim, Avonos of Sturin. In the Brisa it means Sturim Lihi Machel. They are organized for Mechilas Avonos. That's what we call Mavir Rishon Rishon. The guy goes through one sin after the other in a certain Seder, and he removes one sin, he's mocha one after the other. This is a great siman. Tani Tanakami Derav Sheshes, and one of the Chachamim taught in the presence of Rav Sheshes. Just one second, I'm sorry, these pages got stuck to each other. Haroe Nachash Bachalon, if he sees a serpent in his dream, and that's a siman that Parnasaso Mizumenislo, his livelihood is pre-prepared for him. This is the language of the Brisa that was taught in front of Rav Sheshes. Now the snake is a symbol of a guaranteed livelihood because it eats the dust of the earth, which is always available. Mizonosav mitzuyim lo b'chol mok, wherever he is, there, you know, he always has access to his food. And this is indicative of what we saw in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that Bore Eish lo kavidas hakadosh baruch hu midas basav v'midas basav v'dam maknid es chaver yored imo l'chayov. Habal hakadosh baruch hu eino kein kilel es hanochosh ola hanochosh l'gag v'mezonosav imo yored l'mata v'mezonosav imo. So even though the nochosh was cursed, but nevertheless wherever he goes, he has his parnosa. And therefore, when you see the snake in your dream, that's a siman of parnasa mezumenislo. It's prepared for you wherever you need, wherever you go. If he sees neshacho, that he's bitten by the serpent, then that's a siman that nichpol ola parnasaso. He'll have a double parnasa. However, if he sees in his dream harogo, that he was killed by the serpent, then it's a bad sign. It means of the parnasaso. So it's not a great sign to see. That's another statement. If you get killed by this nachash in your dream, it's not going to be good for your parnosa. In any event, this was the words of a chacham in front of Rav Sheshes about Haro'ah Nachash b'chalom. Amalei Rav Sheshes turns to the chalom and he says, to the chacham, and he says, Adarab, on the contrary, if the Nachash... Oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I said that he was killed by the Nachash. We're talking about the case where he killed the Nachash. So therefore, Rav Sheshes says, Kolshkin, if he killed the Nachash, he's misgaber on the Nachash, and he defeats it, then Nichbala Parnasoso, he'll have a double Parnasa. But the Gemara rejects that and says, well, Lohi, it's really not true. And if he actually kills the Nachash in the dream, that's a sign that of the Parnasos, a bad sign. How do we know this? Rav Sheshes hu dechaza chivya bechelmei v'katle. Rav Sheshes himself saw a Nachash in his dream. He killed the Nachash. And then he was poter his chalom in a way that it would be more positive letova. So let's just review what we said here. Rav Sheshes personally saw a snake in his dream, and he killed the Nachash. And Rav Sheshes was acting in his own self-interest, trying to ascribe a more positive interpretation to his own dream. His statement, though, is not an accurate representation of the dream's standard meaning, but it does imply that you could interpret it in a positive way. If one ascribes a different interpretation than the standard meaning, that can influence the dream, and it will be eventually realized in a more positive light, and that's what Rav Sheshes is really accomplishing by offering that interpretation. Toni Tana Kame to Rabbi Yochanan, one of the Chachamim, presented the following to Rabbi Yochanan in front of Rabbi Yochanan, called Mini Mashkin Yofin Lechalom. If he sees any sort of liquids in his dream, or he translates it here as beverages, then it means that something favorable, chutz min ha-yayin, except in the case of yayin. Yayin is a little bit ambiguous because yesh shoseyu, some drink it in the dream. They drink the wine, and that's a siman tovlo. Yesh shoseyu v'siman ralo. But in other cases, there are those who drink it in their dream, and that's an unfavorable sign for them. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate on this. Yesha shoseyu v'tovlo. Sometimes if you drink it, if you're lucky and you drink it, it's good. Why? Because the pasuk says v'yayin yisamach lev anosh, that the wine will gladden a man's heart. So it means that yayin brings to simcha, and therefore if you drink this wine in your dream, that's a siman tov, it's a good omen. But yesha shosei sam v'ralo, it's a bad omen, shenemar, because the pasuk says in Mishle, tnu sheikha la'oved v'yayin l'mari nefesh, give a strong drink to he who is ready to perish, and wine for those who have an embittered soul. And now we're going to see Rabbi Yochanan's response to what was said to him by this chacham. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan letana, to that chacham who taught this in front of him, tni, you should teach this braisa with the following explanation. Talmud chacham, who sees yayin in his chalom, li olam, Simon Tovlo, Shenemar, with regard to Torah, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Lechu lachamu belachami ushesu b'yein masachti, which means, come and partake of my food and drink of the wine that I mixed. So we see that the Torah is compared to wine, and a Talmud Chacham who sees wine in his dream, that's a Simon Tovlo. And the indication is that he'll be zocha to Torah, which is compared to wine. And here we will turn to Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis on Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan adds that Hishkim, if he gets up from his bed and Nafal Pasuk L'Sof Piv, and a pasuk falls into his mouth, hareze nevuah ktana. It's at the very least a partial nevuah, and part of it will be fulfilled. In other words, when a verse comes to one's mind upon awaking, Rashi explains that this is at least somewhat of a portent of future tidings. We've already seen this back on Nun Hei Amid Beis, and there the question was phrased over there, and the Tzlach said that the reason for this repetition is some sort of clarification, as Rabbi Yochanan's statement originally appeared in the context of swaying the meaning of a dream by imputing an interpretation to it. And it might have seemed that if this statement was relevant only in that particular context, in other words, a verse came to his mind upon awakening and that determines the import of the dream. But here the Gemara repeats this statement to make it clear that the statement has a broader meaning. Meaning, even if the person has not recently dreamed anything at all, nonetheless, the very fact that he thinks of this verse upon awakening, that should be taken seriously as an omen. And that's where we're going to stop for now. So I'll just read to you the note here. He says, Shmuazu huva kvar b'gmar li'el, ubibir atam, shagmar chazra v'ivio sokos v'atzlach, sha'agav, shagmar evio li'el b'samuch, Shmua Acheres b'shem Rav Yochanan via gam Shmua zu b'shmo, but he adds that the Gemara mevia kan Shmua zu kehemshech divrei Gemara leel shepa'omim reiyas yain b'chalom yisimon tov kmo shenemar yain v'samach leiv tov pa'omim yisimon ra kmo shenemar tnu sheichel liovid v'yain lemari nefesh al ze omer Rav Yochanan kan shim ra yain b'chalomo, if he sees wine in his dream v'yakach hishkim, he wakes up, and in this pasuk, v'ayin yismach falls, so to speak, into his mouth. That is a remez, that is an indication that the yayin was a siman tov. But if he gets the pasuk tenu shechar, that's a remez that the yayin will be a siman ra, because he saw a negative pasuk, and that's the nevuah. But again, although that is one interpretation, we're offering another interpretation, and this is based on other achronim, that if a person has not recently dreamed anything at all, nevertheless the verse he thinks of upon awakening is to be taken as an omen. So we're here on the top of Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, the second line down, Tanu Rabbanan.